Ba, ba, ba. Oh, the sound level's going now. Pro tip, friends. Don't mute the microphone if you want the microphone to go into the recording. Let me just copy this, send it to a friend. Let's see. Doot, doot. Change of plans. After I'm gonna do a game, but you can follow along here. All right, friends, we're here to do Grand Blue Fantasy Relink demo. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink is a single player version of, I guess, some sort of MMO or fighter game or something called Grand Blue Fantasy. I don't really know much about it. I just know that I saw the trailer, and the trailer made it look like a cool beat 'em up game or whatever, like a JRPG with beat 'em up combat. An action JRPG, I don't know. So the demo came out well, it's 11:57 p.m. on January 11th. Not to date the episode, but it came out at like midnight Eastern in the US. Which is 10 for me. So just a little while ago, I installed it. And we're going to give it a try. Oh, here. As I got that link from YouTube earlier, I'm seeing on the YouTube Studio page that actually there's copyright protected content that it detected in the Xenoblade Chronicles 1 videos, which is, true. But half the time it doesn't detect it when a game has a. All right. Here we go. Here we go. So we're getting text language English, voice language English, subtitles on. Okay, that's all confirmed. Adjust brightness. We never do. Audio output speakers. 3D options for headphones. If I say that I'm outputting headphones and then I say that I want sound quality, so the headphone 3D audio is on. And then you can pick sound quality focus or 3D audio focus. But we want quality more than we want necessarily strictly 3D. So we're going to hit all that. This game uses an autosave feature, as they all do. We get the logo. It says demo version. I'm told that the demo version, it still includes a number of characters to eventually meet, and the progress on the demo goes on to the full game if you get the full game, like they've been doing with demos more in more recent versions. Terms of service, whatever. I have to agree to it, so I'm just gonna hit agree. Privacy policy, sure. Data collection and analysis. Oh my gosh. I can push triangle to purchase the full game, but actually no, I can't really. Okay, you can earn rewards for the full game of Granblue Fantasy Relink in each mode. Okay, tutorial is learn how to move like a skyfarer. This is story is one treasure chest, and the quest has three treasure chest of rewards. Well, let's just give tutorial a quick try. I don't want to go too long because it's already midnight when I'm starting this episode. But I do want to maybe know how to play the game. Filling the Skybound Arts gauge. A Skybound Art, this is like on a loading screen. A Skybound Art SBA is performed by pushing L3 and R3 so that I can accept the truth with a full SBA gauge. The SBA gauge fills whenever you deal damage or take damage. Any SBA performed by another party member also fills your SBA gauge. Okay, so it's like an overdrive or whatever. But when other people overdrive, it gives me overdrive, so just everyone's going overdrives all the time. That sounds cool. Camera and movement. Move character with L, control the camera with R. Camera controls are configurable via game options.
Careful! Cool!
Okay, we've done that. Jumping and dashing. X to jump, L3 to dash.
You're going all lit up! You're doing great!
Alright, the jump feels pretty good. Like, you get a high jump. This is no Xenoblade jump, this is the real jump. Lock on. Push L2 to have the camera automatically follow a target. While locked onto a target, move R. Oh, move the right stick to switch targets and push L2 to disengage lock on. So it's So it's Z-targeting rules. Okay. A square to attack nearby foes and playing as the captain, mix in triangle attacks to create various combos. Push triangle to unleash a character's unique attack. Some unique attacks can be charged up by holding down the button, like the captain's triangle attack. Okay, so... square, which is Super Nintendo Y, to do basic attacks. Hold L1 to block enemy attacks. But beware, taking too many hits while guarding will result in a guard break and you will become temporarily dazed. Alright, ooh.
I knew you could do it!
Alright, so we get... Yeah, yeah. So the character kind of moves around freely even while Z-targeted, and then they snap toward the enemy only when they actually go into guard mode. But otherwise, they'll face away from the enemy when you're backing up. This is a little different from Ocarina time. So we have a big slashy slash. Attack Sir Barreld? Oh, okay. We'll just... Sir Barreld like is our barrel-based dummy. Push R2 to dodge. You can dodge multiple times in a row, but doing so will leave you wide open after the final dodge. Okay. Alright, so...
You missed!
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it looks like
you missed.
The third dodge, you can dodge up to 3 times, and the third dodge has a real big cooldown. Guarding against an attack.
Yeah.
1 out of 3.
Woo-hoo.
2 out of 3. 3 out of 3. Ooh. Dodge and attack. Oh my gosh. Ooh, I'm not getting this.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
You guys rock!
You wait till it flashes, and then it counts as a dodge. Alright. Can't dodge too early. Hold R1 and push a button to activate a skill. Skills go on cooldowns after activation, represented by their icon going dark. Some skills, however, allow for multiple activations. Okay. So skills page, and then we'll do square, which is like some sort of Shoryuken burst. A Hadouken burst? All right, so, and then we have like a charge stab, and then we have, it's called decimate, but he says slash and dash, so. A foe stun gauge fills up as it takes hits. Once the stun gauge is filled, the link chance will trigger. Press circle during a link chance to perform a link attack with your party members. Fill the stun gauge, all right.
Looking good.
We're filling the stun gauge.
This should do it.
And there we go. And then we hit circle for a link attack, which is like a big hit. All right. Yeah, sure. Push L3 and R3 to accept the truth. When your skybound art gauge is full to unleash a devastating attack, your skybound art gauge is underneath your health gauge. All right. Let's accept. Oh. First we have to fill it. Alright, we're doing basic attacks. Now it's at 100%. Now we can accept the truth.
Let's finish this!
And do Tempest Blade attacks.
Tempest Blade!
You guys rock!
Cool. When multiple skybound arts are activated in succession, it triggers a powerful final attack called a chain burst. Try chaining everyone's SBA together for a full burst. Okay, I think that's enough tutorial. I hope there's not more. Okay, good. That's exactly where the tutorial ends, and I feel like we're ready to get to it, you know? Push any button. Start. Hit story. Assist mode options. For players who want to experience the story and feel like a champion in battle by button mashing square, there is no disadvantage to using this feature. Full assist mode. For players who want a full cinematic experience, simply move the control stick and battles are handled for you. There is no disadvantage using this feature. I think they just sold me a copy of this video game. If I want to be a lazy butt, I can turn on full assist mode and literally not even have to push square. Okay, we'll try no assist for starters. I can probably turn on assist mode later, or maybe I can't. It's like a... Oh, I see. Every time you're on the loading screen, you can push X to continue, and then on the corner, instead of X to start, just have it do auto proceeds. Alright, so we're on an airship. It's like a boat underneath a blimp. It's got a huge, like, frick-off huge propeller in the back.
Technique. Only a pro would turn starboard to stabilize the ship.
This is Rackham who's talking.
I'll set her down a bit farther from the mines. It's about to get bumpy.
And this is Roland who's on
the
thing. It's incredibly windy out here. That was Eugen. Yeah, there's some sort of wind storm. I think the wind is going much faster than the boat appears to be moving.
Ugh, what a ride. My life flashed before
this is
my
Vern,
eyes.
The little baby dragon. Most of the people here are humans. Oh, we're coming upon some.
There should be more people here.
Goat people?
Roland, we should talk.
I see. The abnormal winds agitated the goblins, who in turn attacked the islanders.
Okay, we'll hit on autoplay.
We managed to escape, but the others... I pray the worst hasn't befallen them.
So this is a caring man
Try
we've met in the village.
Not to worry too much. Just leave everything to Mr. Fix-It.
Thank you. I'll go spread the word.
So that's Roland the pilot.
That being said, I can't
who's maybe our main character?
Here unprotected. What should I do?
Roland has a yellow
he
cape.
He needs our aid, Captain.
Did somebody call for goblin exterminators?
Oh, wow, there's more people than I thought. There's like a whole guard squad, Knights of the Round thing. All right, we'll handle the goblins, or you focus on the evacuees. Is you and... So, am I saying the same thing either way? Like, heads I win, tails you lose? Is that the kind of thing? Anyway, we'll fight the goblins. We'll handle the goblins.
We'll handle the goblins. Are you sure? That'd certainly take a load off my shoulders. Talk about having the right crew for the job. Thanks a lot. I'll come find you after I get all these people aboard the airship. If you happen to see any more islanders out there, could you give them assistance?
Yep, you got it.
Oh no.
Oh,
we've got a 12-year-old in our party. Why is there a child here?
We can communicate with each other using this device.
We can talk on this thing? Looks like a flower glued to a box.
It is, in fact, some sort of walkie-talkie.
It'll allow us to talk over long distances.
Aren't transceivers expensive? Are you sure you want to give us one?
Yep, don't worry. I didn't pay for it. Since I put it together myself. Ah, check this out. It even has a nifty light attachment. Why don't you turn it on, Vern, when you want to grab everyone's attention? Might come in handy.
Nice. You got skills, Fix-It dude.
It's Roland.
Who'd have thunk you could make sweet gizmos like this?
Thank you. We'll definitely make good use of it.
Follow that road, and it'll take you to Tempeel.
What a cheeky dragon mascot.
Please help anyone you see. I'm counting on you.
Move it, people!
Okay, so we're playing as Gran, who's the guy that said, you know, we'll handle the goblins. And we also have Catalina, Rackham, and Io in the party. Catalina is a brown-haired knight lady, long brown hair. Rackham has a mess of even darker brown hair. Io is some sort of... We got a freaking 12-year-old in our party. I mean, she's got a honking huge wizard staff. But gosh, she's like half a head shorter than the next shortest person in the party, who is Lyria. She's a guest character, it says. Lyria is in a white dress, and she has golden gauntlets and a golden shoulder thingy. Like she's some sort of like priestess or something like that. She's also got very long, like sky blue hair. Oh, I should make. Let's see, what was it? Oh, Io. Io has blue hair clips and blonde hair.
Just a moment.
Oh!
This here's hallowed ground. A special aura keeps the monsters at bay.
Okay. Thanks, caring man.
If you need to rest, find this crystal. You can even stock up on supplies and fix up your weapons.
Okay, weapons need to be fixed. Okay. Hollow ground fully heals all party members and replenishes your recovery items. Don't pass up the chance to make a pit stop. Okay. This young man is on a journey to reach Esteluca. He's a solid choice for any situation and learns all types of skills for offense, defense, healing, and support. Oh, this is the captain. Okay, I get it. The captain creates creates various combos using square and triangle. His triangle attack is chargeable for more power. Pulling off combos raises the captain's adept arts level. Skills become more powerful at higher adept arts levels, so master those combos.
We're counting on you.
All right. Sometimes I think video games should just let you play the game a little sooner, even if the game, like, even if you're not using all the systems or whatever.
Uh-oh, look!
Like, I think it would have been better if we had, like, been allowed to fight five goblins or whatever without knowing about what the heck hearts levels are. Hi, Xenoblade, how you doing? Well, these goblins are short and pale green, and they've got stone masks and big red fur, making them look incredibly Ganon-like. Whoa! Okay, so, brown-haired Night Gal has a flame sword thing she was doing. Oh, also I should mention she has a cape, and heck, that cape looks real nice. That cape animates very well. There's so much visual data happening as to what numbers are happening to what people. There are so many bars and meters. And then all the slashes and things have just these huge like graphics. And then every time someone casts a spell, oh, I forgot we can use special powers. Every time someone casts a spell, that's more visual noise. We've gone into slow-mo.
That's the last of them.
Okay, when you kill the last goblin, it does a slow-mo victory thing. That makes sense. Rescue with triangle. So we've rescued two people stuck on a wagon.
Everyone, get on board.
The goblins had put them up on a wagon, and now we've saved them. Terrified woman says,
Eo, take care of their injuries.
I'm on it.
So, okay, Eo confirmed. Well, actually, I was gonna say confirm wizard, but I guess she's more of a
I'm
priest.
I'm just glad everyone's safe and sound.
What would we have done without your crew? Skyfarers are something else.
This is brave man. So,
thank you so much, everyone. But more settlements could be under attack.
Better keep going. We gotta check on those people.
All right, we'll check on people.
Causing the goblins to act violently?
That's a big problem, if true.
Here, hold on. Okay, I'm gonna hit start. I'm gonna go to the systems menu. I'm going to go to game options? Gameplay. Okay, and assist mode. So we can change assist mode level once the game starts if we want to. Auto dash. Automatically dash after moving for a short period of time. Auto dash is always on while assist mode is enabled. Yeah, we'll just turn on auto dash. That sounds good. So we just move with left stick and sometimes we'll move faster. Oh, that feels good. Alright, so our link is at 36%. Let's see if we can go to the system and just reduce the amount of information. Gameplay. Camera responsive. Navern gate? Vern points you in the right direction when you're idle. This feature only activates during story missions. Navern gate. Oh, get it? Because the little dragon assister, the dragon assistant is named Vern, so it's Navern gate. Okay. Language. Graphics. Quality prioritizes 4K resolution at 30 frames per second. Performance prioritizes 1080p resolution at 60 frames per second. Well, It's currently set to performance, but then it says this can only be changed from the game options in the title screen. So, I mean, that's fine. There's also a blur, turn motion blur on or off, and colorblind support on or off. Audio, other licenses, play log? Terms of service confirmed privacy. Now, normally I would say, like, don't collect my freaking data, but also this is a demo, and I want companies to feel encouraged to put out more demos. So if giving people some metrics data or whatever as part of a demo cycle makes them want to produce demos, then I'm for that. I don't need that much metrics data. We can change just the guard and lock-on button. I guess we could swap it if we want to. So currently it's L1 to guard and L2 to lock on. But I could imagine lock on with L1 and then guard with L2. I could imagine it going either way. So yeah, that makes sense to have a setting separate from all the rest of the buttons, maybe. Alright, none of these appear to be like turn like a dynamic UI. Like in
pick up the pace, everyone!
Assassin's Creed. In Assassin's Creed, Greece, you can turn on a dynamic UI, or am I thinking the other game? Am I thinking Horizon Zero Dawn? In one of those games, you can set the AI, or you can set the UI's information level to be like dynamic, and then it, like, there's a billion little things or whatever, right? But it just shows you the ones that are relevant to what you're currently doing, which is a reasonable compromise. Usually there should be less UI. And we're slashing up some goblins. These goblins are actually riding wolves, so that's cool. But oh, okay. I did a charge, but then I missed. Like, not that I swung through the goblin and then missed, like the goblin was bouncing around and bounced outside of my sword range when I released the button. This is a level 6 goblin witch doctor. This whole thing looks like, if I called it an evolution of Genshin in terms of the amount of UI on everything. There's just so many little notes and bars. Okay, so this goblin has a huge shield. So you literally have to, like, navigate behind him. And, like, his tower shield is, like, directional. So he drops his shield in front of you, right? And he, like when he's blocking, a different party member can get behind him. So, like, yeah. So, like, there he can hear me clanging on his shield, but behind him is another one of my party members who starts shooting him in the back. Now that we're flanking him. I love it. This is a delight. Oh, wait, we can do an SBA. Tempest Blade Charge. Oh, so many numbers happen. But then our party member also did Blades of Frost. Ooh, now Piercing Punishment from another one of our guys. And Elemental Gust from the Wizard Lady. Full Burst! Chain Burst! Gale Burst! Total damage, 2,157.
Nice! Give him back that sweet, sweet freedom! Hey, come back!
Give him back that sweet, sweet freedom!
Island yet.
Right. Somebody pinch me!
Okay, oh, we got some villagers to rescue.
You're
with Triangle.
Safe now. Hurry to the ship! Thank goodness!
Don't give up, okay?
I'm alive? You're going to be
this
fine.
Woman does not have
Can
any horns.
This?
Her subtitle,
Thank you!
Her subtitle called her Listless Woman, and then this is Skyfarer Fan, who looks like a little tiny toddler. Or a small child that has a voice of an adult, so maybe it's like a hobbit type situation where it's just a short species. Because she had big, like, elfy, huge side ears. So maybe we have hobbits in this game? Or gnomes or something, you know. Attack together to activate link time. You know, I'm seeing how maybe we'd want to swap L1 and L2. Because I'm getting near enemies, and then I'm hitting L1 as if, you know, that's the lock-on button in some games. In many games recently. You lock on with L1.
Oh no, the bridges are in pieces.
No, we'll have to get our feet wet.
Not.
Mind where you step, everyone.
Ah! Okay. So, there's a little bit of active jumpiness to this. It's got like lines of like, where is the enemy gonna shoot? There's like a red line, you gotta jump so that when the arrows are released along the red line shown, you're not in the path of the arrows. Standard beat 'em up stuff. Action JRPG. I think I like the term beat 'em up more than a lot of the other action game stuff. I don't know. I feel like action game.
We've made a decent dent in their numbers. Keep at it.
Nope.
I think action game implies in my head some sort of like a certain type of game. And then somehow beat 'em up implies a different type of game. I think this is our more arcadey and numberful. It's like directly numberful, like a King Arthur Knights of the Round type situation.
Please be careful.
Oh, is there one more goblin? Oh my gosh! There is a big goblin. This goblin is twice the size of a normal goblin. Actually, it's twice the size of a normal human. We're gonna do a link attack.
I mean, it's me, right?
Watch out! Oh,
did I miss it? I don't know why, but our link attack didn't seem to do anything. But that's okay, because he's out of hit points already. Okay.
We've cleared the area. It should be safe to free the captives.
Okay. Our arts level is 2.
Thank goodness everyone's okay. Quickly, get on board.
Don't worry, you're in good hands now.
Thanks.
I was so scared.
You did a great job holding out.
Oh, Rosetta is here, but she wasn't in our fighting crew? I don't recognize that name. She was at the start of the...
Maybe I healed him a little too much.
Oh, okay. And Yellow Cape Man is also here. So I guess just during the story scenes, everyone is here. As if a Smash Bros.
All the day's work.
Now, we should return to our...
I haven't mentioned yet that we are on a floating island. I feel like suddenly I should mention this.
There are others who haven't made it out yet.
The airship isn't just like at a little hillock or a dock or whatever. Oh, that's neat. Okay, so when it added a waypoint that it wanted me to go towards, I was just like pushing forward. But then the camera automatically reoriented towards the waypoint, so that my pushing forward started going, started running in the right direction.
About to start fumigating.
That is tech. That is, oh my gosh. I love a game that actually doesn't confuse you about which way it wants you to go. Let's do it. Oh no. I think I missed another link attack opportunity.
We're almost there. Push through.
Ready. We're in link mode. It's link time. The link time meter is going down. In link time, everything that isn't the characters goes in slow motion. It's like group bullet time. That was cool. I like the group bullet time. All right, so now we have 3 large goblins. They have swords, and they have. They don't have armor. Instead, they have like battle skirts, and they have. They have the ability to hit me in the head. They have spikes on their helmet, and huge swords, and shields wrapped around their upper left arm. And again, they have a huge mop of red hair coming out the back of their head. Very, very Ganon-esque. It's like if Ganon was like If you go to the Breath of the Wild people or the Zelda people, and you're like, all right, now what if Ganon was a Spartan, right? That's what you're doing.
Ooh, cool spell. On me.
Let's do a Tempest Blade.
There's
like three of them, but this is like a boss fight, so each of them has like a third of a boss worth of hit points. Alright, there we go. Yeah, that first one is toast. Alright, we've done a full burst. We have... let's open a treasure chest. He's got some coins or whatever. Oh no, there's still more! Oh, okay. So what I should have done during that long Link attack sequence, the SDA sequence, is I should have retargeted after the first goblin was killed. Let's do a Link attack. I should have waited, as soon as the first goblin was killed, I should have retargeted to another goblin. And then, like, the last attack would have pointed at the second goblin instead of going nowhere. But, you know. Always something new to learn. Let's see, where's this last goblin soldier? Chop, chop, chop.
We really had our work cut out for us, huh? We just hope the islanders are safe and sound.
That was good. Where is...
Here
we go.
Are you here to save us?
Yeah, I'm here to save you. Let's push triangle to talk.
Just who are you guys?
We're traveling Sky.
This villager has
we're
like
here to rescue you.
Fox ears, I think I would call
everyone.
It.
Everything's going to be all right.
Wait, was that Roland? Guess we really are saved.
Impatient man, he's
Let's
called.
Quickly get you aboard Roland's ship.
No, wait. Listen to me. We fled from the goblin fortress that lies deep in the nearby ruins.
Okay.
But our friends are still in there, and they can't make it out on their own.
Oh, classic, classic.
What's the call?
Oh, hey, okay. Let's get these people out of there, or hang on, we've still got loose ends here. All right, it's another, I guess if we hit let's go, then, like, we proceed past this chunk of the mission, we can't go back.
Let's get those people out of there.
I knew you'd say that. Come in, fix it, dude.
Roland here. What can Roland do for you?
Oh, fix it, dude.
We're gonna break some people out of some goblin fortress. So take care of things here.
Got it. I know this isn't what you signed up for, but just be careful in there.
All right.
Will do! Who's ready to do this?
You know what? You know what Io, the priest girl, looks like? She looks like a character from Bravely Default. Like, if you took a Bravely Default character in terms of, like, that art and clothing style and stuff, and then just picked her up and, like, put her in a more standard-styled JRPG game, that's exactly what you'd have. So,
y'all think this is the goblin fort we're looking for? Gives me the willies.
I love every time Bateau is in a video game.
Can I offer you a nice knick-knack?
What's his name?
In these trying
I should start
times.
Learning his name. In these trying times, knick-knack. I'm surprised she didn't say egg. Services offered by Seiro's Knickknack Shack and the Blacksmith can now be accessed from Hollowed Ground. Not available in the demo version. Alright, fine. Fair enough. Alright, so we're near the crystal. We hit triangle to heal everything.
That sounded like a kid.
Hurry.
Is this like a coliseum?
Alright, we'll hop into the arena.
Goblins.
Yeah, there's goblins everywhere.
No! Run! While you still can.
All the goblins are cheering as a gate opens up, and we are the main course of whatever this gladiatorial match is going to be. This is a red-skinned, talon-toed, humanoid monstrosity. Imagine the biggest goblin-y, ogre-y thing you've ever thought of. He's got plate mail and a huge sword with a hook at the top and a huge plate shield.
Damn, that was a good hit. He's business with that shield.
We will.
Charges like a wild boar. I reckon we can outmaneuver it.
Sneak attack.
On my mark. That was fun.
What's your status?
We're going toe to toe.
All right. Let's. Can we hit him? All right. We'll just use a bunch of special powers.
Panacea.
Sneak attack. Ooh, more goblins are coming in. All right. Well, I mean this. Okay. This is a very. Ooh, let's kill these little goblins first.
On my mark.
Okay. All the little goblins temporarily cleared. I'm sure there's going to be more waves of goblins. We are at 69% on our super charge up. Very nice. Very nice.
Let's end it. They're finished.
Look at that.
Hey, nice.
All right. Oh, this is Great Shield Madbeat. I just noticed his name. And it looks like he's at 71% health. There's a health meter, and there's also a percentage. And I don't know if the percentage is saying his health percent or what. Anyway, we have a tutorial window. Bloodthirst. Some bosses gain the Bloodthirst effect. It makes skybound arts ineffective and greatly reduces the damage taken. Thankfully, the effect is only temporary. Okay, so if we... Ah, wow. Oh, he's in overdrive mode. Alright, so if... Ah, whoa. He's shooting huge blast way far away. Oh, okay. Party members will activate their SBAs on their own. Chain chance.
Back
up,
loud and clear.
Piercing
punishment.
Okay. Yes, the captain's here.
And then I chain in. Oh, and at the top, you can see the damage being done during a chain attack. It keeps it highlighted as to like where the chain attack started, like in a whatchamacallit, like in a Street Fighter. I think Street Fighter. I don't know. I've never played a video game in my life. Someone did a healing spell. I guess Io did a healing spell on us. Let's kill little goblins. We've got more mini goblins coming out. Well, standard size goblins, I guess. Goblin Stormer.
Don't expend all your magic.
I'm old enough to manage my mana. Thank you very much. Bigger they are, harder they are.
Okay. Whoop. Charge up, triangle, and release.
Now it's on.
All right. So I'm just randomly hitting triangle and square, and it seems to have leveled up our arts to level 4. Whoa. Dodged away. We have a charge attack. Ooh, look at that. Okay.
Looking good.
We got him down to 44%. Does that? Ooh. Ouch. 43%. Ooh, this guy is pretty tough.
Thank you. Oh, the fun's just beginning, Rackham.
All our arts are recharged. Oh, also we took a big hit. Ooh, and now our arts are level 1 again. All right, he's flipping out with his power shield. He's bapping it everywhere. I think this is a time to hold back.
This'll help a lot.
Here they come again.
He's angry, shouting, and at 32% hit count.
Looking good.
Ooh. Ah, woo. Back away. Okay. Oh, hey, look, he pulled out more minions, but now he pulled out the Spartan Goblin minion thing. Can we do a link attack, link time attack thingy? Which actually seemed to have healed us as well, which is cool. Got pinned in a corner. It's all unfortunate.
I do not falter!
Blades of Frost! Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Loud and clear.
All right, so he does a piece of punishment. And then do our... Oh, she does an elemental gust. Can I do it at the end? Oh, I think it's because I'm going after one of the smaller ones. So they do tree burn. Yeah. They're targeted on a different thing for me.
An opening.
So.
Not now, not ever.
Yeah. The bursting, chaining stuff only applies for same target. Everyone has to be focused on the big boss or whatever. I mean, that makes sense, you know?
Yep, not over yet. Well done.
There is... Wow. There's not many hit points left. He's got 14%. Ooh. But he's not out of the fight. Ooh. Ooh. He's still shooting energy. Well, not energy. Like, he swings a sword and then the earth, like a wave of earth attack shoots towards him. Shoots, well, towards me, I should say. And then do some of our arts. Whoa. Oh, he's got 5%. 3%, 2%. Oh, come on. Don't hit the shield. Hit the guy. 1%. There we go. Whoa. This is nice. This is like Age of Calamity nice. This is better than Age of Calamity.
Yeah, that's right. Run away with your tail between your legs.
Lyria, did you notice the wind throughout the battle?
There's still wind now.
I'm sure of it.
What are you talking about?
It has to be Tempiel's primal beast.
Tempiel.
Bingo. Guess this is where the real battle starts.
Should I know what anything that's happening? Are we like in the middle of a mission? Or am I supposed to have known some lore previously? Reward claimed. You've earned the following awards. Story mode clear, demo version reward. 1 treasure chest. Rewards can be claimed in the full game. Okay. Thank you for playing story mode. The skies of yore beckon. And our characters are like looking up through a gap in the clouds. Will you heed the call? Psy Games, which is, I assume, the developer. Project Relink team presents the world of Grand Blue Fantasy. And so we have a whole bunch of shots of people on airships.
The astral realm is Lilith's home. One way back is to restore the forbidden primal. She will utilize the power of the four primals and attempt to cast open the gates once more.
You can tell primal beasts were weapons created by astrals. Their powers are capable of untold destruction.
The old gods are reckless.
Primal beast. Is that what you call primeval gods?
I sense something.
We're seeing a bunch of huge bosses, like it's Elden Ring.
That doesn't look right from up here.
And then there's like huge bosses like Shadow of the Colossus. Back to Elden Ring-sized bosses.
I beg your forgiveness.
Wicked hands yearn for a fallen sky.
But fate set in motion can't be stopped. Deliver us from grief and sacrifice. Fulfill my salvation.
All right, we got some sort of...
The helmet!
Lady giving a chant
through a lot
to
together.
I don't know, spirits
visited
or whatever.
New islands.
But more importantly, she had a crazed look in her eye.
But you've always been there to protect me.
Now we got characters doing summons.
I just wanted to say
like
thank
Final
you.
Fantasy IV, like drop a monster in front of you and it does a big thing, summons. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink. Oh, heck, cool. Get it from the PlayStation Store. No, I'm fine. I don't need to get it from the PlayStation Store right now. Now, there was one more thing. I forget what it was. So I'm gonna hit start. Yeah. Quest. Choose from a selection of quests to tackle. You can also go online and take on quests with other players. Ooh, that's interesting. And we can get 3 treasure chests, but since it's 12:40 a.m., I think I'll call it here. That was pretty cool. I was thinking to myself, do I really want to get a game? Do I want to get 2 games in February? Because there's a Final Fantasy VII Rebirth at the end of February. And then this is at the start of February. And I'm like, 2 games? But I'm strong considering it. So, wait, reward details. Let's hit triangle to find out about reward details. Rewards for clearing the demo. Story mode, demo version, reward. Potion Hoarder 2. Potion Hoarder Roman numeral 2. X1. Like 1 Potion Hoarder 2. Which is like a badge or something? I don't know. And then there are 3 different quest mode clear demo version treasures. So I guess there's 3 quests. Yeah, it's cool. I think this is available on Grand Blue Fantasy platforms, web browser. We want Grand Blue Fantasy Relink platforms. PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Microsoft Windows. It's on Steam. Is there a demo on Steam? It looks like there's no demo on Steam. But like if you like any of them old Super Nintendo beat 'em ups, then this is just a chaotic, hectic smash fest. Yeah. Yeah, it seems solid. Alright, bye everyone. So there's let's see, there's still one more. I said in the Discord, but there's one more episode to come out, I think, that is a one-off, which should be next week, and then we will be getting to the actual full proper game. Not that these previous games weren't proper games, but like there's a full playthrough. The whole playthrough is already recorded. I just have to, you know, get the episodes up into the queue and stuff. And, you know, no chance that the game won't be completed. We've already completed the game. We've completed all the recordings. So you'll get to hear the whole game week by week. And I hope you like it. I hope you like it, friends. So then, see ya!